Three, two, one. Ding.
Ladies
Okay.
and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Epi 34, or we're gonna go season two, Epi one. Either way, we're here, come back around. The boys plus two wasn't here a year ago, chopped in Epi 10, been with us ever since. And fellas, Conrad, Peter Bunce Bosco, 50th anniversary coming up. Nikki, producer, double clicks, coming off his 1,000 pick season. Turb, joined by all the fellas. How we doing, boys? Nikki, start with you.
Doing great. Got to play with Senior on Monday. Don't even remember where we played, but played pretty well. Having a solid week, haven't really done much of anything, as usual.
And that's the life of Nikki Six, the past 7 days. Played a round of golf 3 days ago. Conrad, the
With your
101.
dad.
How are we feeling after that 101? Close to breaking 100, tough track, but sounds like the kids got a little bit of steam going in the golf department.
Tough track, tough track. Birdwood Golf Course, UVA's home track, ACC course. Beautiful course, by the way. Absolutely beautiful.
Look great.
101, dude. The problem with that is I'm like thinking back now. What?
Like, okay, 101, you played what, like 4 rounds of golf?
3 rounds of golf. I shot 101 at Birdwood, 103 at a local track the next day, and some dog shit fairway, like crappy course. And then Sunday, I played Old Trail in Virginia and I shot a 106. Fatigue got to me, not built for the long weekends.
It went a little. The only reason I asked, it went a little radio silent after that 101, so I wanted to hear.
Yeah, well, it was so fucking hot the second day. But like, here's the problem. The first day, Birdwood, I left so many fucking putts short. Like, the greens were just not rolling at all. And I was just being the biggest pussy ever on the greens. I three putt like, probably 10 holes, dude. It was so fucking frustrating. And then go ahead. You got a question, Johnny? I see you.
I was just gonna say like high handicappers and like a nice course like that, like the putting can be so funny to watch, and also could just be so like if like when you see like when you get those heavy hands, you're just the opposite, Conrad. Usually when you're a high handicap, they just play street hockey on the greens, and you're just like, I'm gonna have to wait 30 minutes to make my two footer.
Well, I was like, I think I overthought it so much. I was like, normally I'm smacking these things past the hole. I'm like, let me give myself a chance and try to get it somewhat close. Still wasn't close. Bitched so many putts. But I had a chance. I was playing well. I just putted way too many times. Saturday, dog shit course. We weren't originally supposed to play Saturday. So it's being an off day. We ended up playing some like $30 course in like middle of BFE, Virginia. Every lie I had that was in the fairway was in like a dirt patch. It was so fucking
You're gonna
frustrating.
have a day off in between, just what? You're just gonna play two around the day, then around.
Yeah, we're just gonna play two nice courses. Saturday, we're just gonna spend on the lake and just chill, like,
I
relax,
gotcha,
whatever,
I gotcha.
drink. Because the house we're staying at was on the water. So, like, we're just gonna hang out, relax, do whatever. But I was like, no, I need to break 100. I need to break
Let's
100. I just shot
hear about the
101.
turn. Let's hear about the turn. Any good turn meals this past week or what?
Glizzies and JMO shots. That's it. One glizzy, one
Wow.
JMO shot. That was it. And then had a flask in my back pocket of JMO the whole
It's like
time.
10 a.m. 10 a.m. Pete's just ripping a fucking chili dog.
Our first round was
So much
at, our first tee
mustard.
time was 8:40. So I'm hitting the
Yeah.
turn at like, what, 11 o'clock pretty much?
Yeah, prime
No.
time. Like earlier, yeah, like 10.
I was gonna give No,
it
because
to
what,
him. I mean,
2 hours,
he got the
right?
101. He's not doing that Yeah, 4 hours.
10,
10, 2 hours. Yeah. Yeah,
About
11 o'clock.
11, about 11. Because we were playing like a little bit slower, but yeah, dude, that 101 left me fiending for more. Then I shot a 103 at this dog shit course, and then oh my God, my confidence just went down the hill. Could not get off the tee to save my life on Sunday. That's why I shot a 106. Probably took like 10 drops that day. It was so fucking frustrating.
You're playing
But
trip max, right?
double the par max. But
Okay.
I pretty I pretty much tripled. Like at that point, I'm like, I'm putting my three putts are for triple anyway, so it's so frustrating. But Birdwood, if you have a chance to play it, beautiful course. I actually liked Ultra a little bit better. The rough was just a little bit harder to get out of. It was like that big fescue where you just the ball lands like 2 feet into the out of bounds mark,
Yeah.
and you're not finding it. You're not finding it. So it was
Yeah.
just frustrating. But I'm trending in the right direction, boys. From a 115 golfer to 101 at Birdwood, 103, and then 106 with fatigue. I blame that on fatigue. We're
Coming, yeah.
trending.
I mean,
Perfect time.
perception is everything. Perception is everything. You could have shot a 98 and a 110, and that like plays with your mental almost more than like, yeah, you progressively got a little worse as expected from a guy that isn't used to golf trips and like playing that much in 3 days. But I mean, look, what 101, 103, 106, you're right within five strokes of all your scores.
It's
I'm looking
definitely
forward.
within grasp.
I'm looking forward to seeing it in person next weekend. Basically, is a golf weekend. I mean, at that point, if you're going to Raleigh, Pete, I love it. Chirping the Raleigh boys. It's like, what else are we gonna do? So I had to get on their ass
And
today. It's
guess
like,
what? I said that. What else is there to do in Raleigh? Anyone from Raleigh, give me something to do on Saturday. Crickets.
crickets,
Crickets. Not
crickets.
shit to do
Yeah,
besides
it's
just
just
drink and play
golf.
golf.
It's
Yeah, what
just
do you guys
golf.
think about that one, big fella? Big fella's like an undercover 919 guy. It's insane.
Do we make a trip out to Raleigh on Saturday?
I'm we're
We're
going.
golfing on Sunday.
No, next weekend is Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend, yeah.
Basically reunion for the Pledge Brothers, aka fantasy draft for the
Gay.
guys. No, I'm not. I mean, you could come and then play golf with us by all means. I'm just saying it's not this
I
weekend. It's
mean,
next weekend.
we're probably
Big
gonna need
Turtle,
people for golf
Pinehurst just
anyway.
and Terps got what
Yeah,
Pinehurst this
Necky,
weekend? Pinehurst this weekend with week zero, fucking solid after the 500 club showdown fucking last weekend.
oh
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is lately. I feel like it was the same thing for the Cape, where I'm not playing like crazy good golf. I'm playing my number and I'm playing winning golf, team golf. I'm about to team. I'm about winning. I'll take my side bets. Give me my strokes, and I usually walk away with money. So that's how I'm playing. I'm going into Pinehurst with that mindset, and I'm going into Raleigh because I know these Raleigh fucks. I don't care. Do you listen to the pod? Do you not? I am getting my strokes. You know me. I will milk my strokes from all these bullshitters that claim eight handicaps, all this, that, and the other, and I will stick to my 15 unless something changes.
Speaking of strokes
16.
and money, speaking of strokes and money, which 31 handicap to start the weekend is fucking absurd in hindsight.
Yeah,
Absolutely absurd.
a 101 with a 30
Was two
handicap is
under. I
like
was two under.
that's like me claim that's like that's like me
Yeah.
that's like me claiming like a 21 if you're
So
101 or 31.
I think next year we'll look at, 25 handicaps, something in the mid to lower 20s for sure. But with a 31 handicap, your boy was the winner of the weekend. It was not a big buy-in, but
Let's
winner.
go.
That
The
just
high
shows you like
handicaps.
we had like 12, 15 handicaps, 17 handicaps, and they all played like dog shit. So
Yeah.
hey, that's how it goes.
It's
The high handicaps, the classic, and now the fucking Virginia, now the
the year.
classic.
It's
Pete,
like it's like
if you came to the classic and didn't break 101, I'd kill myself. I
I
would
would also
kill
kill
myself.
myself. I drown myself in the ocean in the middle of the night.
It's like
Connor needs to double the last two and he wins, and it's like pressure.
it's like how gambling wise it was like the year of the chalk. This golf season was the year of the high handicap.
Oh,
Love
man.
it, man. Reel the fucking boys in, man. Just like the best thing that I think I look forward to, one of like after college, after everything, when you're just an adult, is that college football Saturday morning round of golf. And you're
Oh.
teeing off at like, I was thinking about this the other day because there is something to be said about that college game day at 9 a.m., like in your house hanging out. So I think when you have that 10:30 a.m. start, like tee time on Saturday, you get like a half hour of college game day. Then after that, they just talk about the fucking kid from UCF who just like lost a leg and is like still playing. And it's like, in like the last 10 minutes, they do their picks.
Shaquem Griffin.
Right.
Yeah, they're
Because
doing
when
all
you
the
get that
sob
10:30
stories, pretty
tee.
much.
That 10:30 tee time, you're done golfing for like the 3 o'clock games to start, the noon games are ending, and you have a full day call. Like that to me, it's one of like my favorite fucking things. You're just literally in the middle of a fucking war from 9 a.m. to fucking, in Nikki's case, 3 a.m. It's insane. It's right here. It's knocking on our door.
Crispy
Around the
fall
corner.
mornings, man. Crispy fall mornings.
Oh, I have two things that just remind me of this past weekend. We played the 500 club. John shot a 92. He doesn't want to bring it up, but I'll bring it up for him. We tied. And also, I was supposed to meet up with the boys afterward. I went home, turned the shower on, and then went in my room to grab a towel, laid down on my bed, and fell asleep. And the shower ran for 9 hours.
Oh dude,
Oh my God.
all I can tell you is Meatball did that one time to muffle noise when he had some company. If you feel my drift, fucking Ron Jeremy over here, and he did it for like an hour. Our water bill rocketed. 9 hours.
9 hours of running water, that's insane.
It's gonna
Work
be
day of
bad.
running. That's a
It's gonna
work day of
yeah.
running water.
The like two water bill killers are like flushing your toilet and showers. So that was basically like 35 toilet flushes in one day.
The amount of the like Nikki just pumped down like 2 million gallons of water, fucking just I can't. It's gonna. All I know is he might need to do like a fucking 20-play week one just to fucking get back in the action.
Someone in Kenya could have held their bucket. It could have literally supplied a whole village
Whole
for the
continent,
amount
yeah, the
of
whole continent pretty much.
for the amount of
Oh
time
man.
that Nikki was asleep.
Dude, so much to get into this week. And yeah, Nikki, good call, 92. But again, when you're playing with high handicappers, I always tell myself it's almost going to be as impressive as if I'm playing with like guys that are scratched. So like, because you're, like I said, you're waiting for sure. It was a good time. It was fun, but
It's a tough
it's
track, dude.
when it's a tough track and it's hot, and it's hole 14, and you got guys, you're just like, for the love of God, find the fairway. I can't go into another pricker bush looking for a ball, fucking sweating my dick off. Like you got a ball right in the middle of the fairway, just want to go smack. It's a tough course though too. And you add that on top of things, we'll be back. That was fun. It's a good
Yeah,
time.
John tried to chirp me on the 18th green. He's like, "There's no way you shot an 80 out here. Never." Like, okay. Tough track.
That was coming from a place. That was coming from a place, but also. People are questioning, but that's not what we're here to talk about, Nikki. It's not what we're here to talk about season two, epi one, or 34 all time. What we're here to talk about is a lot of things. We're in a top five, an awesome top five. Turb, I'll have you explain it when we get time too, because I think we should do a little more precursor in the episode. Week zero, we have coming up. We got Hawaii, we got Delaware State. Nikki's going to give us a little lowdown on Delaware State's travel, if they're maybe going to make that game. You got the week before Conrad's 5 year anniversary. You also got Florida State, Georgia Tech, and Ireland. Not terrible for a fucking Ireland week zero kickoff game. We'll take it, smack you right in the face. But I want to get into, before all that, something I saw that's been coming up a lot lately. Have you guys seen like the debate over like the best time zone to watch games in? Like Eastern, Pacific, Mountain Central, Tree Hurt. Like people are like forgetting like when they're all over the specific time zone to watch games in. I've never done it. I think, and when I was in Vegas, I did for college basketball Saturday. Talk about a nightmare. Waking up hungover on a Saturday and it's 9:30. You missed all the noon games. You're forgetting college game day and stuff like that I mentioned before. You know, like you're forgetting the buildup that you get in the Eastern time zone. I just think that people are getting out of control with it. The Eastern's the best. That's why everything's off the Eastern time zone. Maybe the Central can make an argument for it, but I was curious to hear what you guys thought about that. Because I've just been seeing it everywhere with sports coming back now.
Well, I mean, I feel everyone here has grown up on the East Coast their whole life. So, East
Right.
Coast is all we know, but Central, I think, is a little bit better. It's like just 1 hour of buffer. The late games don't end at what, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like you're getting Hawaii at like midnight versus 1 a.m. I think Central is the best just because when it comes to the playoff and primetime games starting like 8:30, 9 o'clock or whatever on like a Monday night. It's too late, dude. It's too late. Start at 8 o'clock. If they started at East Coast at 8 o'clock, I think we're great. But obviously, they can't do that for the Pacific Coast. So, I Central for me for sure.
I mean, I still love the East Coast just because like we have that Hail Mary play at like midnight when Hawaii's kicking off against like San Jose State. So I love the full like 14 hours from like 10 a.m. game day till like 2 or 3 a.m. trying to get your final play in. But when I was out in Vegas, it just felt weird. That a 7 o'clock kickoff is at 4 in the afternoon. Like you haven't even had dinner yet. So I think Pacific is just
The worst.
off the board right away. So yeah, I'd probably agree with you, Conrad, that like prime time 7-8 being 6-7 instead, and you can get like an early dinner and then get right into the game at 6 or 7, I think is perfect.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, like, I think, yeah, I think that's that eighth, that, like, but like when those Pacific, when the Sunday night game ends at 8:30, what the fuck are you doing on a Sunday night? You're not going to bed. Like, maybe you are, but it's like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I think the only time is like you're saying maybe it's 8:30 to 7:30 would make a huge difference. Because when it is Sunday night and you've been getting your dick kicked in all weekend and you're fucking sweating out a play and it's 11:15, and there's 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter and you got work tomorrow. It's a tough
The
spot to be.
scaries kick in. The scaries kick in big time.
Yeah, it's a give and take for me. I mean, I think if I'm looking at things in like a personal matter, and like we start thinking about our pick videos and things like that, like, dude, we if we're on Central or anything less, like anything more west than Central, like we're scram. Like
Oh,
that
dude,
means my
Nikki's
turb.
not
That
betting
means
half
my.
the board.
That means
Nikki's
my
not betting
turb
half the board.
takes my turb Tuesdays. I got to get out by like 3 o'clock during my Tuesdays. So like, and like that means
Yeah.
Peter, that means Conrad's got to get his picks out an hour early. Like we're already scrambling on Eastern time zone. So there's give and take there. I think it's so easy to say, oh, well, the late night game, you get an hour earlier, this, that, and the other. But I think like, I mean, 11 a.m. is still like, to me, is still pretty fucking early. And definitely not Pacific. There's something to be said about like the buildup of like waking up at 9, whatever, 8, 9 o'clock, and knowing that like you have 3, 4 hours to go get breakfast, go do your things, get your picks in, lock in, get somewhere, hunker down, and then 12 o'clock it hits and you're locked in. So like even 11 for me, I think is a little too early for that. I think noon is like it's a great time for that. But I mean, all in all, I'm an NFL guy through and through at heart from a watching perspective. It'd be great. Like NFL starts at 1, therefore it'd start at 12, which is kind of the same as college football. But if you were to consider all sports, like going anything less than East Coast would like with college basketball, which is what I handicap, is a nightmare. Nightmare.
So many West Coast games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that 12-1 on a Sunday too. Like, I really love the 1 o'clock start time. I guess noon, yeah, no difference over. But like,
Yeah, because
once
it's like you're more hungover
12
on
to
a Sunday
one,
too. You're more
right? Because like at
hungover on a
12
Sunday.
o'clock, Rhino Market breakfast. They serve breakfast until 12, so you can get it right up until 12 o'clock. Get an hour till kickoff. Like, but they might be better off when they're kicking off at noon. Actually, I might add. But beside the point. Like, how many times to like this year? There's gonna be one of every single one of us at least once. Shout out Nikki to join in my fantasy football league this year as a newcomer. What, like, there's gonna be all of us are gonna have one time this year where it's 12:55 and you realize you have a guy on the bench and like that's in your fucking lineup and like it's happens to fucking everybody. I think that extra hour too, you get a little
Yeah,
hungry on Sunday.
fantasy. Fantasy is a good call too. There's
Like,
scramble
Nikki, dude,
moments.
Nikki's sleeping habits. He's gonna have a couple of Sundays where he just has four starters. Just four starters.
It's happened before. It's happened before.
It's gonna be good. Oh, it's gonna be good. Fuck, I think we get to the top five at the end. What do you guys think? Maybe dive a little bit of week zero, dive a little bit of the boys last year. We all looking forward to this year.
Yeah. Save it for last.
Steer
Lay
us
it
in the
on me,
right
Connor.
direction, Captain. Well, lay it on me, Connor. You're coming off a high now of 2 years chasing a 10-0 Saturday. I think it's finally starting to wear off on the people. You're coming off of a national championship where we're now on a 2 years down skid. You got Nikki Thousand picks us. You're trying to steal your thunder, but it's like a grandfather trying to operate social media. So he's just posting videos with just like the wording is like not even in the fucking video. And just you just see Iowa under, no score or whatever. You got the Iowa under king coming for you, Conrad. I mean, this is a big year for you, big dog. 5 year Annie.
5 year
Yeah.
anniversary coming off of a 186-2 season last year. So
One
nothing crazy. Still 14 games above 500. We'll take
more
that.
time, one more time.
186-2. Two pushes. I always try to limit the pushes. I always buy the hook, whatever it is. I hate pushing. 186-2, that's including bowl season. I believe that's including everything. So not bad. 25-16-1 in bowl season. It's average. It's on par for the course, but today's this year's the year. We're gonna bounce back. We're gonna be 20 games over 500 this year. You heard it here first.
Ooh, not too big of a jump from last year, but still gonna be a jump. Still gonna be in the positive. It's all
It's
you
not
need.
easy.
Back.
20
Really
games.
isn't.
I like that.
Really isn't. Because Nikki, were you? What was your total record?
My final record was 501, 477, and 22.
It's 22-2 pushes.
So what, you were over 500 by what? Two games?
Wrong. I was over 500 by.
There's no way
Well,
because
whatever. Yeah,
there's
because
no way because I
oh,
remember
good
you.
call.
There's no way it was
The netty
477
champ
because
was.
it, yeah, that it was like dead even. Like it, I remember specifically, it was like you had to win. Like I remember it was like
No, I had to. You had
literally
to go
like
two for three
there's
in the
no
last
way it was
three to
20.
get
There's
to.
no way it was 24 games over
Oh, to get to
500.
500 wins,
To
I
get
think
to
is what it
500
was.
wins, not to get to 500 on the season.
Yeah, I
I think
just
that's
thought
right. I
that
think
right
that's
as Terp
right.
started, right as Terp started talking, but I don't know. Might need
Okay,
to
maybe, yeah, maybe.
dive into. That would have been an
No,
all-time
I
fluff
trust it.
job. That would have been an all-time fluff
I
job
could
to
have
fill a
sworn it.
30-win
Yeah, I
job.
was maybe thinking 500, not thinking 1,000.
That's another jersey I was looking at. We were talking before the pod about Nikki. It just can be bought in so many fucking ways. The guy's just a walking billboard with the Boston Red Sox hat on right now. And I was looking at Logan Mankin's jerseys. I might look at an Iowa football jersey for this kid.
Okay, so the last time I posted
Tristan Wirfs.
the last time I The last time I posted my record, it was 498, 479, and 20.
Okay, yeah, so you're right. So so you need to get the 500.
Okay, so a little fluff job there though, just a little.
I think I had five plays that like last
I think we got 477 on the last recall.
Okay, all right. I gave myself two
Just
losses.
a slight fluff job. Slight fluff job.
But so Nikki, what are you gonna
That's
do
good
this
though.
year?
I mean, dude, that's incredible. That's
For a
fucking.
thousand plays,
I'm
Jesus
just.
Christ.
I'm thinking
Yeah.
of between the
That could
three of
go
us right
so
now.
bad.
I'm thinking between the three of us right now. We got a guy that gave out 1,000 plays, went positive. We got a guy that is nothing but college football, went positive. Guy that is straight college basketball and went positive. I think I was probably my best positive year last year. I was easily 20 games over 500. So that's from an LRP perspective, probably the best year we've had to date.
Love to see
Yeah.
it.
I think the 1,000 plays, and I think those are just like legitimate ones that I either posted or gave out on the pod. I think realistically, I probably had closer to like 1,200 or 1,300 plays. Like
Jesus Christ.
it was
Yeah.
unbelievable. I had that entire
Easily.
spreadsheet that I kept running, but that was on my old work computer, so I don't have access to it, unfortunately. But yeah, under overs, spreads, team totals,
They're
like,
going through. They're going through Nikki's
yeah,
laptop.
I was thinking the same
See this insane.
thing. They're doing a clean out. They're doing a clean out. They're
They're
like
the guys
they're
like,
like
oh my
doing a
God,
clean
Michigan
out.
State. Like Michigan State killed this guy all year.
Yeah, they're doing a clean out, and like, you know, it's like gigabytes. It's like, why is this one Excel spreadsheet like 5,000 gig megabytes? It's like way more than everything
Like
else.
people forget how close he was to buying like a ticker, like an ESPN,
Yeah.
like a fucking like game time ticker to go above his
Yeah,
computer.
it's like the follower account, but it's win and losses.
It was so detrimental to my health that like that's the reason on Sundays, like a lot of times, if somebody was
You were a
like
dead
on the
person, I
same,
forgot. You were just dead.
if somebody was out in my fantasy league, it was just like we're just riding without that guy this week because there's no way I'm waking up after 14 seasons.
Hoosiers, my guys are on the floor.
Yeah.
Dude,
So, I mean,
that's the thing though, but like those like last year, those videos of you in the car and you're driving and your sister has your phone and like I guess you're filming with her phone and she's just listing off and you're just going
over.
UTSA minus six. What's the over? 64 and a half. Over with a drool hanging out of your mouth and just gonna play 20 straight games. It's
Yeah.
honestly insane how bad that could have gone. And you made it alive. I think this year, it's to do that to yourself again. But I know you're gonna have something up your sleeve.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick something.
It's got to be something.
It's not going to be 1,000 plays again, but I'll come up with something creative between now and week one where I
just a nuclear play each week, just one like nuclear play. Yeah. All the emotions would be just 20 games into one.
Yeah, I mean, you have the nuclear play every week. It made me thousands of dollars last year, and it's the Iowa unders. I'm gonna keep riding it.
You just do that this year. You just do Iowa unders. That's it. You do quarter unders, first half unders, overall unders, team total unders.
Yeah, just 100 Iowa unders for the season.
I mean, shit, dude. It was your fucking MO last year. I'm just so pumped though, boys. I mean, we got, like we were saying earlier, what do we got coming for the slate for week zero?
Week zero. Well,
we have Florida State kicking us off with Georgia Tech in Dublin. 5 o'clock Irish time, noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern. And we got 4 p.m. We got Montana State at New Mexico. 8 p.m.
Has to be on ESPN, right? I mean, has to.
That's on FS1.
All right, it has to be on TV. Yeah.
Yeah, the only game on ESPN is that Florida State Georgia Tech game in Ireland. 8 o'clock, we got SMU Nevada, and that's on CBS Sports Network. And then this was part of my – this will dive right into the Delaware State-Hawaii fiasco that we've got going on right now. That game is at midnight, and it's pay-per-view for even for locals in Hawaii.
That's crazy.
Pay-per-view on Spectrum.
I'd rather pay for a Brazzers subscription than that shit.
So diving into
– pay-per-view.
Hawaii minus 39, too.
Yeah, diving into this, Delaware State had a 12.5 hour. It was the Nikki special, a 12.5 hour, two layover, three leg flight from Delaware to Hawaii that they missed because the shuttle company that they paid to pick them up had a scheduling malfunction in their reservation schedule. And so the buses never showed up to take them to the airport. The team had to end up spending the night in a New York City hotel last night while they moved their flights around. In the contract, you know, all these small schools get paid to go to bigger schools. So Delaware State got paid $180K to go play Hawaii. But in the contract, it said that there's any changes to the flight packages that the visiting team has to pay for it themselves. So Delaware State may lose money to go all the way to Hawaii a day later than they were supposed to. And now they have to work with Hawaii on the practice schedules because they only have one field to practice on, apparently, unless they want to go to like a local high school.
That's crazy.
And you're a 39-point underdog.
Like, you hear about like how much money the big schools pay like these small schools for like week zero, week one, they're making like millions of dollars. Delaware State makes 180 grand.
Yeah, and another stipulation of the contract was if they didn't find a later flight to still make it, they would have had to pay Hawaii $750,000. So that's why they're still going. So they're going to lose money going, but they're not going to lose three-quarters of a million.
They have to pay 750 grand if they don't make the game.
Yeah, if they didn't fly out there, yeah.
Well, but two things I'm thinking of is one – was there a moment to where these guys, like, the shuttle's not getting us, we got to go nuts with Ubers, taxis, or something? Like, they just wait until they were fucking dead. And two, was what is it like when those, like, fucking shuttle drivers get back to home base, everyone just going through who they got? I got the Jensens.
Yeah.
I got the Smiths. I forgot Delaware State.
The shuttle company Wurtz Motor Coaches released a PR statement. They're not giving any interviews, obviously, but they just released a PR statement. Basically said, sorry, we fucked up. But I don't think Delaware State has come out and said that, like, they never showed up or they just showed up late. They're just like, there was an issue with the shuttles and we didn't make our flight. That's like the only headlines that I was able to find. So
college football's back just like that.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
I think I take Delaware State to cover the spread. I think this galvanizes the team. They got to spend the night in New York City and then now they're going to Honolulu. Like, yeah, that team is covering.
39 points. Hawaii, I don't even care who they're playing. 39 points is insane for Hawaii.
Yeah, it's just like with college football, like when last year when we took ECU plus 31. It's like you're just like you're winning the entire game until you're not, and that's at the fourth quarter when it's 5 minutes left when you have a spread that big. Like if you have Hawaii minus 39, the earliest you could be winning is maybe the early part of the fourth quarter, maybe the late part of the third quarter.
Yeah, you're shooting for one touchdown, Delaware State, one touchdown.
Oh, actually, they were 1-10 in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference last year. So maybe they don't cover that spread.
I mean, Vegas has the line for a reason, but Florida State, Georgia Tech, give me a good game at noon, man. Start us off right. We get college game day. We get college game day all the way to Christmas, which is a fucking awesome thing to think about. Let's fucking have a close game to start off. Georgia Tech, I think, is still doing the fucking West Coast offense after having the triple option for years and years and years. Fucking Ireland's like just catching up, and they just see these guys airmailing the ball. Like, what the fuck is this? Give me a good game in that, man. Give me a good game. Fucking good color game, too. Florida State, a lot of hype this year after getting boned last year. Connor, everything Florida State does, week zero.
Well, if people remember correctly, I had Georgia Tech last year when we were in Michigan. I believe they played, I don't know who did they play. I can't even remember who they
No,
played.
Notre Dame was the Dublin game last year. I don't know if that's
No.
no, it wasn't
I bet
Notre
on
Dame.
Georgia Tech last year when we were in Michigan. I
We're
forget who
in
they
Maine.
played. Everyone was on the other side. I said, no. Georgia Tech plus
It's
seven.
week
They won
one.
outright. They won outright. I don't know, dude. Something about Georgia Tech, man. Something about those jerseys. Those boys not running the triple option anymore. I don't know. Hold on. What's the spread? What's the spread?
It's 11.5.
10.5 FSU. That's a
That's
crazy
low.
number.
It's
It's a
going
low
down. That's
number. What
low.
is Vegas?
Going
I think that's a
down.
rat line. Early week zero rat line,
That's a
Georgia Tech.
rat line. That is a rat line. I mean, Florida State, you can make the argument that they could win the ACC this year and they're 10.5 point favorites. Can you name the Florida State quarterback?
No.
I want to see what you guys are gonna love this
Jordan
one.
Travis?
No, hell no.
Don't know.
I have no idea.
Pete's gonna really love taking Georgia Tech when I tell him who the quarterback is.
Oh,
Who is it?
God. I
Don't, no,
looked it in.
you looked it up. You
I
looked it
looked it up,
up,
but I
Matthew.
sent a
Don't,
text about this.
no.
Go ahead.
Who is
Is
it?
it?
DJ Ukulele.
No way, dude.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech. Hands
Comeback
down. Hands
tour
down.
times three,
I mean,
dude.
how many
Comeback tour
times is
times
this guy
three.
gonna show up to a franchise and they're gonna say, "Oh, well, he fits the system. He went to fucking Oregon State or whatever." They were like, "Oh, he's out of the limelight. Dog shit." Oh,
Dog
Florida
shit.
State, great fucking running offense, this, that, and the other, dog shit. I saw something, Georgia Tech's coach, I love it. He's backing his quarterback, first white quarterback in Georgia Tech history. That's, don't fact check me. Don't fact check me. And he said, I saw some clipping where he said, we have the best quarterback in the nation. And I
Wow.
said
Well,
that he's seeing something to be saying that. He's seeing something.
yeah, give me
guy's
the.
gone from South Carolina to Oregon to Georgia. He's all over the map.
Yeah,
No,
give me.
Clemson.
I know by the states, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah, give me the under in passing yards for DJ. Give me the over in interceptions. That's a lock.
Ooh, over on his interceptions for sure.
Yeah, I
Georgia
mean,
Tech,
for
guys, they had
sure.
a good defense last year. They had a good defense.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they're just gonna run the
I mean,
ball
I
down
want to
Georgia
see a
Tech's
good
throat.
game. I want to see a good game at noon, but
I
give
think
me
it'll be close.
FSU minus 10.5 and a fucking whack's going to start off week zero. And then Montana State, what are they looking like? They're like a double-digit favorite against New Mexico.
I
New
saw that.
Mexico's
So
going to be
Montana,
terrible.
I don't know how I know all this stuff about. I'm not a college football guy, I just see it. But Montana State is an FCS team, and they're like mega favorites against an FBS team because like Montana State is projected to win the FCS this year.
They're
So,
like
you gotta
an
think of,
NDSU, like a
they lost.
JMU before they made the jump. Like they're a powerhouse in the FCS.
They went 8-4 last year and lost to North Dakota State by 1 point in the playoffs, which is an absolute fucking juggernaut.
Wagon.
Yes.
It's a snow game. It's a snow game. It's in
I don't
Montana
know
State.
what
It's a snow game in August.
snow game in August.
I like Montana State. Who, say
It's
again
in
who
New
they're
Mexico.
playing?
I tell you what, foreshadow for our top
New
five.
Mexico.
Kind of some fire unis. Kind of like a fire color scheme. I just remember from my college hoops. Kind of got a good color scheme on Montana State. The saber tooth
It's like
helmet.
Yeah, the logo's sick, but the colors are like what, blue and gold. They're like Notre
Yeah, the
Dame
logo.
colors.
Yeah,
They're
you're
Bobcats? Yeah,
more
they're
the
Bobcats.
logo. Yeah, good call, Conrad. But yeah, New Mexico has to be fucking in shambles. And talk about, I always forget if it's New Mexico State, but basketball, football, I mean, fucking New Mexico's have been in the absolute rabbit hole for the past better part of a decade. Like, New Mexico State had a whole debacle, like their basketball team, and then, like, the football. I don't know what's going on with football, but it'd be a 14-point underdog to an FCS team. It's fucking, you gotta take Montana State there. Root for the
Yeah.
little guy, and you're not even rooting for the little guy.
I like
Favorite,
that
yeah.
a lot.
And then big fella, SMU, Nevada.
Yes, SMU at Nevada.
Harrison, we're
Pop
not putting
pop
over. What do
pop
we
pop
got?
pop pop pop
Over,
pop pop
over.
pop pop
Hold
pop.
on, hold on. Over, I'm going to say I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen it?
I'm looking at it right now.
I'll
All right.
hammer that.
Ah, damn it, Connor. I was going to say SMU, Nevada, 57 and a half.
I
Close.
yeah I was yeah I think it's
Sounds
56
pretty
and a half.
good.
It's 56 and a half. Yeah,
Oh, we're
I'd say
back.
that sounds
SMU
good.
minus 25 as well. Jesus Christ.
Jeez, what's up with the West Coast teams, man?
Give
My
me that.
God.
Give me SMU minus 25. It's going to be a waxing. It's going to be like 50 to
Are they
3.
still? Oh, they're the Big 12 now, right? No more American.
They are the Big 12. Yes, correct.
Oh my God, the American is just fucking dog water. I
Yeah,
mean,
they're awful.
if ECU could hold a candle to see ECU get like a home, because I think when they get a home playoff game, is it the group of six gets a home playoff game or no?
Group of four,
Group of four. Okay, yeah. So yeah, if ECU was worth a
ACC,
fuck, man.
ACC gets a playoff game, SEC, Big 12, Big 10. That's it. Everything else scatters from
Is
there.
based on seeding, yeah.
It is gonna be wild to see like App State versus like fucking Alabama as in like a playoff game and
That'll
fucking
be awesome. It'll be
it's gonna
awesome.
be insane, dude. Fuck it. It's gonna be like watching the
I
Kentucky Derby
heard though, I don't
six
know.
seven.
I heard it's not. Like you're gonna be surprised when that playoff shakes out. It's gonna be a lot of two. It's gonna be 2 and 3 win teams that are really fucking good, that have really close losses that trump those App State teams. Like they're the
No, but
12
dude,
team playoff
one of them's gonna
one.
get
They
in.
get
One
one.
of them gets in. One of them gets in
The
because of the group of six.
highest ranked non-comp or non group of
Power
four.
four now, power five.
One will get in, I
It's
think.
the American.
Like one.
That'd be the American Conference USA, Sun Belt, MAC,
It'll be American. I
Ballstadium.
can tell you right now, it'll be the American pretty much every time,
Sun Belt, maybe.
unless you just steamroll the Sun Belt. You have to beat every team by double digits.
Yeah.
They have some good teams too, yeah.
It's gonna be so electric. But yeah, I think in that one, I mean, I guess you take the over, right? I mean, I don't, 25 points. I mean, Nevada's gonna be again. How do they do these fucking week zero, week one lines, man? It's beyond me. LRP over.
Yeah.
Yep, over. Easy
Yeah.
enough. Easy enough. And then Delaware State.
I like Dublin unders though. Something about Dublin just screams under.
Yeah,
Probably gonna
that.
be rainy and wet and gross and
Yeah,
over the
Florida
past
State
Georgia's
all
gonna be on
day.
grass and it's gonna
You
be
know
wet.
Florida State don't trust fucking DJ Uiagalelei what for nothing. They're just gonna be handing that rock off.
Yeah.
That is,
Georgia
oh
doesn't
no,
have any
you were
defense.
saying Georgia Tech's quarterback. I think is Jordan Travis still at Florida State? He's the guy
No,
that
he got drafted by the Jets, my boy.
who had the
You
knee
got to give
did he
that up.
really?
He's gone, brother. He's
Who
like a
had the knee
6 year.
injury for Florida State? Was that
Jordan
not his name? It
Travis.
was him, yeah.
I
At
was
the
gonna
end of their
say, like,
season is why they
this
got
is
snubbed.
perfect. Like in Ireland, you know it's gonna be grass, you know it's gonna be like wet. It'd be like in Florida State after all that last year, if their starting quarterback just goes down with a Boogie Miles injury.
DJ
Now we're rooting for
Uiagalelei.
injuries. Jesus.
Yeah, he gets the NCAA wave, so he's back next year. Fucking the guy just can't stop coming back.
Can't stop
Cam
throwing
Rising.
interceptions. Yeah, he's Bo Nix, just 28, still playing college football.
Cam Rising, 7th year.
Yeah.
Utah
Oh my
Utes.
God, dude.
Shut
That's
up.
yeah,
Like,
that's Case Keenum.
Jesus.
That's Case Keenum territory. Back
Yeah.
before he had all the fucking.
You know, there's a guy on Miami, 9th year, ninth. I don't
Yeah.
even know. I have no
Who's
idea.
like,
There's no way that's
so Cam
possible.
Rising,
You have like a
well,
28-year-old starting on defense or something, I feel
yeah,
like.
Cam Rising's freshman year, we couldn't even legally drink in the United States of America. It's insane.
That's
to
crazy.
say nothing. It is wild. And Nikki was fucking just beginning his young adult life. I mean, it is fucking, God, that's insane to think about. Hawaii, and then Hawaii, Delaware State. What's the over under, Nikki? We got Hawaii minus laying 39 points. And we're all,
Has to be like 50,
I'm gonna say like
55,
52. Yeah, around 52, 55.
57 and a half.
57 and a half,
Listen, no one
Give me
goes to the
that
island and
under.
plays
Just hold on to
defense.
your balls.
No one goes to the island and plays defense.
Yeah, like
They ain't they in Hawaii ain't a 39-point favorite if they don't think Hawaii can score 60.
I'd hold on to that under my balls. Just fucking, just there's gonna be five people in the stands.
Yeah,
It's a
give me
tough place
the.
to be at midnight. I want to root for points in
It's week.
August 25th at
It's week.
midnight.
It's week zero, and Hawaii's already got like four trick play touchdowns under their belt.
Oh man, I'm just, oh dude, I'm so pumped because week one I was looking at it. Like, you got LSU USC, the Sunday night game. Monday, you got Boston College, Florida State, I believe. ACC game right out of the bat for FSU. Almost positive. Someone check me on that. Pretty sure it's FSU BC that Monday
So I
night.
get yes, correct, correct.
And then what is Georgia Clemson's the seventh or?
There's a lot of good. No, yeah, maybe.
Georgia
Yeah.
Clemson is Saturday the 31st.
Okay, the seventh is NC State, Tennessee. But what's another good game for week one that we gotta look forward to after this?
Miami, Florida.
That'll be a good one. I
Let's
like
see.
Penn State, West Virginia, obviously. Penn
That's gonna
State.
be a
Yeah, West
sneaky good
Virginia.
game, I feel like. I feel like that's gonna be, I don't know why they
West
have sneaky
Virginia,
good games
people are
like that.
high on West Virginia's quarterback. He's got a cannon.
ECU, Norfolk State, huh?
That's
Norfolk State's quarterback just gets suspended.
a
Dang.
loss. That's a loss. You put it on the fucking
I
schedule.
saw our two primetime games this year are Tulsa and
What?
ODU.
Necky,
These
bud.
are
We got a Michigan State transfer quarterback.
Notre Dame,
honestly
Texas
a good point.
A&M
Doesn't
on that
matter.
Saturday as well.
You think we're gonna
Oh, that's
lose
going
to
to be a
Norfolk
banger.
State?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, I'll put a billion on it. I'll bet you straight up billion.
Ooh, I'll double that. I'll match that
A
billion.
billion. A billion, it won't be a billion, it won't be a 8-point game.
Dude, I honestly, I looked at ECU's schedule. I think they have a chance to go
Norfolk State is
schedule
nine and
so
three. Like
gross, Conrad.
Nikki,
Nine and three
Nikki could be on the O line of Norfolk State. Johnny could be a fullback. I could be a tight end, and Pete could be a halfback.
this
USC,
Dude, no, Conrad,
also.
our schedule, DC, our schedule is so great. To take it seriously, I guess, I don't know if you heard me, our two primetime games are ODU and Tulsa this year. Those are her two, like,
Dude,
ES
have you heard about this ODU team this year, bro? I'm not even kidding.
No.
They're like supposed to be top of our. I swear to God, look at it.
Dude, they beat Virginia Tech every
Go
year.
look
Like,
here.
come
Go do
on.
this for me. ODU is playing South Carolina first game of the year. Tell me what the spread is.
No, dude, ODU
One
beats
second.
Virginia Tech like every year.
Tell me
They
what
got
the
that new
spread is.
stadium.
It's
I've
single
been to it.
digits. SEC
South
school.
Carolina is a 20-point favorite.
That's pretty
21.
low.
I
That's pretty low.
was
Yeah, I was expecting like 10 and a half, maybe.
expecting like 9 points. But
How about
I mean,
what would
ECU is very
ECU
good.
be? What would ECU be? They'd be higher than
ECU would
that.
be more than that.
No.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm
You
pumped to watch that now.
ODU
I heard something.
stinks, dude. Don't get it twisted. ODU stinks.
Dude, my first school is right in ODU's backyard, like Virginia Wesley. I'm pumped for that Saturday week one or week two game. Fucking ESPN, 6 o'clock. Let's go. Fucking bring it on. And then we got Tulsa, or another ESPN game. We have back-to-back Thursday night games. Tulsa and North Texas, I'm pretty sure.
I think we'd be ODU at ODU. We jump in the rankings.
Jump in the rankings. Jesus Christ. What are we talking about
The
here?
From like
Kenpom
98, 98,
to
98 to like,
77.
yeah,
77.
that's a massive jump. That's like 20
It's a
fucking
big jump.
games.
I remember doing I think it was either year one or year two of LRP, and it was ECU at NC State. I think it was, it might have been, it had been 5 years ago. Year one, when I did the OG video, the strikeout video, and like, I remember all my boys were like, "Fucking, oh my God, let's fucking go ECU!" Like after seeing my performance, thinking it's gonna be like, this is gonna be like a close game. They have like, a shot or whatever. Like little did
What
they
was it?
know,
50 to 3?
it was like, yeah, we lost by like 30 points. It was like Holton Ahlers fumble on the 1 yard line. It was just so funny seeing them
Yeah.
like this guy can't be that fired up for a game they have no chance in, and just seeing them get absolutely fucking ass waxed. Everyone's like, dude, what the fuck? Like fucking it's just one
We'll
of those
say
things.
my art, me and Pete's history of NC State, we've done well. We've
Doing pretty good.
beat we beat them. We beat them when I was in co when we were in
Sophomore
college.
year,
We
we
beat
beat
them
them.
and then we got our ass kicked, which was the LRP video. We got our ass
Yes.
fucking handed.
Like 50-3, something bad.
And then the next time was when we came back first year after graduating 2020, and we lost
Yeah, the
from
field goal.
the field goal extra missed point
No, that
2020.
was. Yeah, that
It was
was.
2020.
No,
2020.
no, it was
Twenty
not.
twenty.
2 years ago. 2 years
It
ago.
was
Two years
20
ago.
was
Stone
the Stone Cold
ago.
Shank. That was when I
Two
was
years ago, 2 years ago was when we played in Bank of America. It was three. It was over that. Yes, it
Three years ago,
was. No,
Bank of
wrong.
America was before. 3 years ago was Bank of America, App State. That was 3 years ago. 2 years
Yeah.
ago
Yeah.
was when they fucking the doink and
When
then
we
the
played them
fucking.
at home, we missed the extra point and then we got an
Yeah, NC
interception.
State was a
And
12
then
ranked
we.
team in the country, had the best stop of all time, maybe one of the
Oh.
best goal line stands of
We
all
were in the
time.
sup dog section up in the box, dude. Remember that? Yeah.
That was the least I'm happy I got to see. I saw like the worst of the worst with ECU football, but they would go 2-10, but they'd beat the shit out of UNC. So at least I could fucking hang on to
Was
they would lose to fucking like Campbell, and then they just put up 45 on UNC. I'm like, dude, what the
yeah.
fuck?
There was
Yeah,
a
when I
streak.
was at school, my freshman year, we beat State when Russell Wilson was there. And then my senior year, we put
Russell
set we
Wilson
put
was there.
my senior year, we hung 70. We hung 70 on UNC. It was
Have a
beast.
famous 70-40 game.
Nikki, you're lucky because when we were there, I think for 3 years in a row, our only conference wins were over UConn.
Back when
We went like
UConn was in the
3-10
American.
3 years in a row,
Yeah.
and that was when people forget Gardner Minshew, product of ECU. That's when he was there. We would hang 30 points on a team, but our defense was up 70 a game. It was terrible. I think we literally had the worst defense in the whole country.
Think I mean, this year I'm gonna try to really, because of that little opening of the fucking the non-power four can get into the playoff. Like, why not start out 2-0? Why not start out 2-0? And I can just, a little bit of rumblings. And
We're
then
just
you got
start
App
out
State.
4-0. We're starting
Then
out
you got
four
App
zero.
State. You start out
Yeah,
2-0,
we
you
got
got
an
App State.
easy. We have for once in ECU's history, we have the easiest start to a
I think I'm gonna
season.
try to, we're going
yeah.
9-3 this year. We're going 9-3 this year. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna
Usually,
try.
put the SEC route. We play Norfolk State like on things like a week before Thanksgiving. It's like we
Yeah.
already like four win. We're like a 3-win team at that point. Doesn't even
Yeah.
matter.
I think I'm gonna try to
Please.
make the trip to Greenville for this App State game, September 14th.
Ooh,
If
I
they're
got a
two and
lot
zero,
of
of people.
Steph,
A
there's
lot
something.
of
If
people
two and
are
zero, it's definitely
making
something
that
to think.
trip.
If they're 2-0. It's
That place is gonna be packed. Yeah.
After a win over Norfolk State, which Nikki has no faith in, and after a massive win over Terps American
Yeah,
pick of the year to win ODU.
I'll walk into Pike's Peak with my cock hanging out of my zipper, drop my bags down, and walk to the stadium.
Yeah,
It's
I'm gonna
actually
show up.
funny, funny.
I'm gonna show up in my Shane Carden jersey.
Random. This is a random, just a great fucking quick little flash in the pan story. But that ECU State game when we were, it was the stuff at the goal line when we almost beat them. I think it was five. It might have been 5 minutes into the game, and I'm already chirping this old head behind me. He's got like a ECU shirt with like a wolf pack hat, and I'm like, in what fucking world, buddy? In what fucking world? He's like, my fucking son goes to NC State, and I grew up a ECU fan in Greenville, and I was like, well, pick a side. 'Cause that isn't gonna fly around here. And
Yes.
we're like chirping back and forth,
Minutes
and
into the
then
game. 2 minutes into the
it's
game.
2 minutes in. ECU hasn't even touched the ball yet. We get a stop. ECU gets the ball. First, I'll never forget. First down. We get a first down. I hit one of these right there. And he's standing behind me and I hit one just like this. And he just grabs me. He's got me in a headlock. He's got me in a headlock. Oh my God. The security and everything. I'm like, you know me. The security shows up. I'm like, it's this guy. Look at him. Look at him.
Look what he's wearing. The fat two,
He's
that
a fi-
guy.
he's a 50-year-old. You know, I'm dropping the fucking. You're a 50-year-old grown man. You're trying to put me in a headlock. Grow up.
I'm at the med campus. I'm at the med campus going to school. Fucking the fact that that guy probably woke up that morning like so pumped to tell people because he knew he was gonna get asked like, "Oh, my kid goes to NC State, but I grew up like something like so like jazzed up to like have that like explained." And Derek was like the first guy that sees it,
Yeah.
the worst guy to see it. Like if Nikki
I don't
sees
give a
that, he's
fuck.
like,
I
"Oh,
told
that's
him, like,
cool, man."
yeah, oh, sweet. Way to support your kid. I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm like, all right, if you're supporting your kid, you're all state. If you're supporting yourself, you're all ECU. It's one or the other. It's one or the other.
Oh, that was a good
So
time, dude. That was
he's
a
a,
fucking good
of
time.
course,
Yeah, we
Woody's
lasted
right
maybe
next to
10
me.
minutes. Yeah, we lasted maybe 10 minutes in those seats.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember wandering the stadium, and all of a sudden, I ended up in the box seats for that final drive. And I was like, "Well, I did all right. Did all right."
The past three like opening like season or opening of the college football season ECU games 3 years ago. I'd piss a hospital bed and try to fight every App State fan in the fucking concourse. Turb gets put a chokehold
So
before he
funny.
touches the ball or gets the first down. And last year I pissed myself in fucking the big house. It's just,
2 minutes into the game,
let's
yeah. Oh
just
my
get through
God.
September. I just gotta get through September. Just get through.
That
It's
I
just,
don't know, dude.
oh
Nine
my God.
14, 9-14 App State ECU could cause a ruckus.
John and I could not have had separate trajectories at that App State game. He was in a hospital bed. I was on the jumbotron.
Yeah.
They
It's
just got John on the John on the jumbotron. He's like trying to get out of the stretcher.
I'm gonna
Dude,
have to
we
do
were
it. I'm gonna
walking
have to
down.
do a pick stitch. I'm gonna have to do a pick stitch of like every like ECU's like first game of the year on LRP since we started it. 'Cause it's I'm pretty sure it's like it's just everyone's been tragic.
Bank of America App State game. We're not even to our seats yet before opening kickoff. Johnny's plastered, shouldering every single App State person he walks by and ends up in a hospital bed pissing his pants.
Something about this time of year, man, when you get the boys back together, you just get football back in the air, just life is good. Like you'd be going through the fucking worst rough patch of your entire existence. But this time of year, just fucking, just a little slice of heaven.
Yeah,
Just a little slice of heaven.
Nikki brings you some brown liquor and you just go to no man's land.
Yeah, it's a tough part, dude. I mean, the older you get, it's like you kind of turn to like an NBA athlete, like an NBA NFL athlete. I'd say an NFL athlete. Once you hit those late 20s, you think you build up that tolerance. I think if anything, it goes with beer. I mean, the liquor, it's once you get after 25, I feel like you're just out of your prime. Now you're like a defensive end that's 33 years old and you're trying to make a living. Like it's tough to do. Not many people can do it. The liquor in August in the middle of the sun, you have a full day ahead of you, and then you go to sit down for 3 hours. It's just
Yeah,
like
the
it's so
sun,
hard to
the
say
wall.
no.
Yeah,
It's so hard.
the It's like you're on a roller coaster ride that's not moving. You're just your head's just doing one of these,
Yeah,
dude.
because when dude, because when you're a guy like me too, and you've been a 36 for a little bit, and now I'm like fucking teetering. It's like if I have a lot of beers and a pretzel, like now I'm uncomfortable. Like now I'm bloated. Now I'm in trouble. You tell yourself that liquor's gonna help you out a little bit. It doesn't. She don't.
Love it.
Never does.
Boys, who do you think? Nikki Nightly News in top five? If you got a big fella.
We have no Nikki Nightly news this week.
All right.
Well,
it's gonna be
Wow.
big for now. Well, next week is
No
when it'll be big. Then
Pragnenon Johari or whatever winning the chess championship.
winning the what?
The chess championship.
No. I'll bring it back next week, but I didn't prepare the Nikki Nightly news. I thought we were just gonna get right into this top five because the top
No,
five
you're good. I
is
mean,
a lot
next
of
week's gonna
time.
be a monster episode. Next week's gonna be looking at some big time over under totals, looking at some futures. I mean, next week is gonna be like this is our preseason week zero. This is our like get into it quick and then fucking next week is gonna be a monster episode. My plan, faithful, is to go from here until Masters week. Every fucking Wednesday we're gonna record, or at least try to, once a
Yeah.
week. Last year we only missed 4 weeks from here to masters, post masters week. So this year, I want us to go all the way. Speaking of going all the way, Turd, what do we got for a top five of the people today?
Yeah, so we're gonna try something new. I think it'll be good for content. Get it out to the people. We got faithful listeners, but we need to get it on the Instagram page. We're gonna get some of our top fives out there. We did one last pod. It was top five movies that you either didn't like or didn't watch. This week, right on par with college football, top five unis, top five uniforms. That can be anything. That can be the school you like, the cleats you like, shout out Conrad, the helmets you like, doesn't really fucking matter. Doesn't matter what conference, doesn't matter anything. Doesn't have to be a power five, nothing. If you like them and you think they have fire jerseys, you're ripping them. Snake draft, starting from the top, looping around the back, keep it going, top five. And that's really it. I mean, short and sweet, easy does it. Like I said, I think it all depends on what color schemes you like, where it takes you, what it makes you feel. But we want to hear your thoughts, how we ranked them, and we're going to fire them off.
So what's the
Jan, Turd, yep. Nick, Conrad.
Jan, boom. Me, Nick, Conrad. Easy enough.
Oh, dude, I fucking just picked my fucking toenail. I did it way too much. And it's like now I have to rip
Jesus.
It off. It's
going
to
hurt. Ah. Pick a fucking jersey. Ah, fucking Jesus
toenail. Ah. You guys never done that before?
Yeah, it was like toenail clippers? Clippings, bud.
You guys are clippers, really. I can honestly, I can't tell you how someone used a pair of clippers.
Dude, you know that's how nasty disgusting. Your toenails are?
You bite your toenails?
No, I rip them off. I don't bite them off. I rip them off. I can't fucking carve onions with them.
They smell, dude. You don't want to be digging under your toenails, dude.
I don't even have toenails.
It's the same thing. You're telling us a guy who's had dirty underwear in his hamper for the last 7 months.
Do you put those toenails under your fucking dirty laundry and save it for a fucking rainy day? Jesus, that's disgusting.
And your shifting shirts?
They just get flicked. God, this one. I'm going to have to fucking rip it off.
Stop it, please.
Screaming agony. I hate when you get a little too much of it. But into my number one pick, 1-1. To clarify, if you like a certain era jersey of a school or whatever, you can say that, but you get the school. You get the school. If you want to clarify whatever jersey, it's on you. My 1-1 I had on my head, and honestly, I changed it up a little bit. This one, I don't have to say what year, because they've always had them. Rocking the hat. Notre Dame's my number one. It's my 1-1. Notre Dame, you can't beat the gold helmets. That gold helmet from Rudy to now. Something about it. Those navy, whatever the fuck blue this is. Give me Notre Dame. The gold gridiron grid helmets at number 1-1.
They were the second team that I wrote down.
Yeah. I honestly didn't even write down Notre Dame because I knew they'd get taken and they weren't going to be my 1-1. Just completely left them off the board, but like the pick, screams football. That leaves me to me, and I'm going with a school that the helmet speaks volumes. We're talking about the reigning Natty champions, and that is the Michigan Wolverines. I love the yellow pants. Really? I love the power blue. I love the Wolverine helmets. Everything about that just screams power, and we're going to show up, and we're going to dominate you on the ground, on the pound. And that's the Michigan Wolverines.
You know they don't do the yellow pants anymore, right?
Yeah, they do. It's a color scheme. I just looked up their 2023 jerseys, and it was yellow pants.
At one point they did, he's got it.
Pretty sure.
I just looked up their 2023. If I need to pull it back up, I can.
Either way,
Michigan right here. Michigan Wolverines yellow pants jerseys.
Are you Googling yellow Keep pants?
Going. No, I'm just going to type in Michigan Wolverine jerseys, but go ahead, Conrad, if you're going to chirp. Keep going. It's Michigan Wolverines.
I'm
going to
say a big one for Nikki and Conrad. I'm going to say a big one for Nikki and Conrad.
And listen, and like John said, it doesn't have to be this year. It doesn't have to be whatever year you want it. It's whatever your brain remembers it as, and it's the yellow pants, it's the blue jersey, it's the Wolverine helmet.
All right. On to me. Give me the East Carolina Blackouts, baby. Give me the East Carolina Blackouts, baby.
There's the pander. There's the pander.
There's the pandering.
Marty Huggins from the campaign, dude.
Give me the original. Give me the original ECU Blackouts from 2013 before the.
That's not even what I would go with.
Before the logo change, where we had the old North, the entire of North Carolina.
Oh,
2013 ECU Blackouts, easy number one pick for me.
I think the throwbacks from this
they're called the classics. The classics are stupid.
Those are the purple with like the white font.
It says Pirates. It says Pirates.
Yeah. But either way, he gets ECU.
Yeah, I had him high. I was hoping to catch him on the back, but I should have known.
You know what? I usually don't do fucking lists this shit either, but I did see they were like pretty high up on some. They were pretty high up.
Yeah.
It was classic. Big fella, right? So good.
Classic big fella fucking. All right.
God, this second, I don't know about you boys, but I'm already thinking like I had my 1-1 and this second. The comeback is gonna be
if my second comes to me, I'm gonna be pumped. Connor, what we got?
I have a feeling I know where you're going.
I have three on my board that I'm gonna pick between for these next two picks. Sticking with the purple and yellow color scheme, I have to go LSU. The LSU yep. Tiger jerseys, yep. the whole get up, everything about it, clean as can be.
That color scheme is the purple and yellow, purple and gold is a top tier color.
It's elite.
Scheme.
Yeah. And where I'd say where ECU lacks a little, where LSU eats on ECU from a non-biased perspective is their helmets are unbelievable.
Their helmets are unreal. And also, too, like fucking, you can make the argument. I was even going to say ECU's midfield logos got them, but they had that tiger eye is still fucking awesome.
Yeah. And they're the only ones with the, would they do 5, 10, 15? Yeah.
Makes it like you're running so much farther.
All right, boys. For my second overall pick, do I do it or do I branch out a little bit? I think I have to do it. Classic as can be, powerhouse program for hundreds of years.
So gross.
Penn State, Nittany.
There it is. Oh. Get it out.
What are you, an old man, dude? That's like my dad's.
Okay, Notre Dame, Penn State, pish posh. That's the same fucking concept.
Play the classics. Jerseys haven't changed in 100 years. Play the classics.
Get it out.
Something about a clean, basic jersey like that.
Because I knew you two. I knew you two are eating on this.
Didn't even have to. Yeah, it's classic. It's clean. It's old school. Keep it simple, stupid. Sometimes those work the best.
All right. Easy enough.
I mean, you're covering your bases. You got the crazy and you got the basic. But, Nikki, what do you got?
This guy's going to go like UNC powder blue next. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go ahead. Oregon or something. I'm taking Oregon, specifically the neon yellow with the black accents. I love the Oregon yellows.
With the wings on the shoulders, or
wings on the shoulders,
yeah.
And
the wings.
Oregon's just always been too crazy for me. It's always been like the cleats. They always have the shiny cleats. That's
everything. Everything. Give me everything. Give me every combination. The white with the yellow splatter. Give me the green. Give me the yellow. Like everything.
You know what I'd say, big fella? I'd say when DeAnthony Thomas was there, I like those more. You get Oregon no matter what, but I'd say like those more than when I went fucking Marcus Mariota crazy. But either way, you got him.
Give me the pink.
Yeah. You throw the tradition out of the window. Two totally different there. You got Oregon that just doesn't give a fuck about tradition. You got Penn State that is the same. So, I mean, I like it. All right. I got what I wanted. And we're going, Florida State Seminoles, baby. Florida State Seminoles, the most fire logo, fire gold helmets, fire fucking maroon. Give me that all day long. That pick right there. Michigan and Florida State, feed me. Those are just, you don't get too crazy with them, but the logo is fire. The helmets are fire. I don't know about you guys, but I love a fire helmet. That plays into my picks. Love the FSU Seminoles right there.
That was my original right off the bat when I thought my 1-1.
Yeah.
I think I could get that on my way back. I thought I could have got it on my way board. Back.
I just want to say
Notre Dame was going to go, but I was like, maybe Florida State could squeak it. Fucking great pick,
Terry. I just want to say I regret my Penn State pick at number two. I regret that pick.
Yeah, you could have got that at four. None of us are picking that.
That's bad draft management. Hand up. Bad draft management.
You just turb you kind of just flipped me upside down. I knew it was coming, but fuck, at the same time. I'm getting all you guys down. LSU, Penn State, ECU, Oregon.
I'm making up for my jaws. My jaws miss out. I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in hot.
Seriously, like it. All right. Now, so I get two. Okay. Now I think, I mean, just because I like them, I've always liked them, especially the Chad Kelly, that blue, Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss.
Mm. Ole Miss.
Yeah, the powder blue.
Those unis were insane.
They're high.
The helmets from last year, like the electric blue, like lightning shit that was going on or whatever.
Yeah.
Ole Miss has always done it. Fucking like basically all their budget goes to their uniforms. Fucking their stands, their stadium is fucking disgusting, but great unis. And this next one, I mean, it's one that like people, this is where, I mean, this is tough.
I might start getting a little crazy here. I got
Ole Miss, Notre Dame, and do I want? I want a certain color, but I gotta think it's gonna come around to me. So give me, because they're so clean, the Tulane Green Wave. Give me Tulane. Mm.
On my list. Wow,
back-to-back powder blues. Back-to-back.
Give me Tulane. They had the blue too, like that light green, the teal is fucking – they got it going on. They got it going on. Give me Tulane.
All right. Can I just – I like where I'm sitting on a color scheme. I need a little pop. I've got, I've got the Michigan, got the Florida State. We're sticking in the state of Florida. Give me the Florida Gators. Give me the chomp. Ooh. Give me the orange. Give me the blue. Give me the white. Such a clean, like I said, I love logos. You get the chomp logo. Florida Gators with the Florida Seminoles. I mean, some of the best, we're talking best logos in the game right there. Florida Gators. I love that blue and orange. Yeah. Chomp.
Like the Tim Tebow, that orange helmet.
Yeah, that's again, it brings you back. Orange helmet, it puts you in a time, puts you in a place. Florida Gators colors. They can go black with that, they can go white with that, they can go blue with that. There's so many color schemes there. Love it.
Good pick.
Yeah. Solid. All
right. Number three for me is really a 10-year span of all-time ACC quarterbacks that it reminds me of. I'm going the Clemson purple jerseys. Clemson purple. Give me Taj Boyd, Deshaun Watson, all the way to fucking Lawrence. The purple.
I hate that color scheme, but I know what you're talking about bringing me back, but purple and orange just makes me want – it's like my
throat. Again, another one.
It's like drinking a Four Loko and throwing
it. When it was standard definition TVs in the early – yeah. Late thousands, it looked great. Once you get to like 4K, you're kind of like,
oh,
no, purple top, and orange, purple pants, orange helmet, love it.
So far,
I think Turb is still the favorite so far.
Are we doing five rounds, right? Top five?
Yeah, five. Yeah. Okay. Come finishes at you.
I got Mr. Irrelevant, but I have my third and fourth pick here.
Could really get something going here, Conrad. Could really get, there's still a lot out there.
There's a lot out there.
Now I'm getting nervous looking at my list. All right. When you see this team and you see this logo, again, I'm all about the classics, man. This is a classic college football team, college football logo, some of the best players. I'm gonna have to go Texas Longhorns here. Something about that burnt orange, that it's its own color, it's its own, whatever the fuck the word is. Something about the Texas Longhorns, man. I'm a horns down guy when it comes to betting on them, but those jerseys are just, it's a clean, clean jersey.
It's a color you don't see. It's a color you don't see.
On my list.
Burn orange.
Yeah, so burn orange for the Texas Longhorns at 3, and then for number 4, I am going to have to go with, oh, will this get back to me? Will it not? fuck.
Will this get back to me? Will it not? It's like fucking Alabama or something.
No, it's a good pick. You would be the only one who would take it, I think.
Ooh, okay.
I gotta get a powder blue on the board. You know where I'm going. Give me the Tar Heels. There's that powder blue.
Lose picks, you know, for the people.
You know what it is? It's the one that has the foot on the side of the helmet too, and then it has like the
heel.
Yeah, the heel, and then it has the whatever like the diamonds
Argyle. Fucking
pattern is
Argyle.
Yes, that on the shoulders and down the sides. It's fresh. It's, you can't deny it. It's a fresh jersey. So I had to get a powder blue. I wanted Ole Miss. I then wanted Tulane. Johnny took them both. I got to go UNC.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the original whatever blue. I don't know if that's even powder blue or not. The original white blue. All right.
Carolina blue. They have their own color.
Yep.
Okay. So number 4 for me. They have their own week every season. They have iconic jerseys every year.
Oh, this is the one I was talking about, by the way.
Give me Army.
No!
Give me Army with the full camos.
The fucking draft would have been over.
Give me Army with the full camos.
Yeah, terrible draft management. That was the one I was saying Johnny would be the one to pick.
That one, oh, I was one away from just locking this draft up.
Fuck. What'd you get before Army, Big Nicky?
Clemson. I had ECU Blackout.
Yeah, I got a Clemson. All right, Army, good pick. I mean, and two, the helmets that they have in a certain game of the year are just insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
sick. So sick. Fuck, good pick.
Good pull. Good pull, big fella. All right.
That's so good.
Oh, I wanted that so bad.
That sends me. That
is that the one that that's Conrad is going to come back to me the next pick.
Damn, I'm starting to question if I should have left the Gators out there.
Good play, because now you get the front runner. Because now you get the front runner. There you go, big fella. There you go.
Yeah, I was literally, my last pick was Gators or Army. Gators or Army. I feel like I needed something with some pop. All right, I'm going to be the first one to go crazy here. I'm going to go crazy.
Do it.
And it's going to pander to people that just know sports, know the team, know what it presents, but I've never seen a team put brown and yellow in a spot like this with a beautiful logo, and it's the Wyoming Cowboys. The
Did not see that coming.
You can hate it all you want, but the Wyoming Cowboy is fire.
Oh, no.
The logo is fire.
Logo is fire.
Jersey, not so much.
Something about watching a snow game in the beginning of October.
Oh my God, dude. Something about those, like the brown there. I like it, dude. I tell you what, it's gonna be my wild pick. But if you know color schemes and you like that. That's how I see it. Josh Allen, Wyoming.
I think the logo carries those jerseys hard, though, I think.
That's fine. I like it.
I did not see that coming. And to stay in that same space, I'm talking Fiesta Bowl. I'm talking Adrian Pearce. Ah! Give me Boise State in my 4-hole.
God damn it. That was
my board.
That's just the same. It's the same color scheme as Florida. I thought them too, but I'm like, you know, got to mix it up. I like that.
On my board.
And then to really mix it up, I think I got to stick with my guns here, and none of you guys would take it. But for my 5th pick, my God. Just because it screams football. Just because it screams football. Those 1990s Nebraska Cornhusker uniforms were fucking real deal football. Give me the 90s Nebraska unis. Give me Nebraska, my five hole.
All right, John locks up the 90s right. with Notre Dame and Nebraska.
All right, yeah. Yeah, he's pandering to fucking senior. He'll get two votes, senior and fucking Steve.
Those big shoulder pads with the fucking holes that are like the size of bullets and those fucking unis. It's like, yeah. That's what I think of old. Oh, my God, I left out a massive one. If I wanted to get away, I could have went somewhere else.
I want you talking like Lou Holtz the rest of the fucking episode. Just
nope, I just didn't have it highlighted. I left out a massive one. I wanted to go that route. It's a massive one. But yeah, I'm be happy with it. I'm going to be happy. Whatever. That's my list.
There's two in the state of California that I am here and I am there. And I am here and I am there. I don't have a powder blue. Do I go powder blue? I don't have a classic. Do I go classic? We've got Michigan the Trojans. Is literally classic. We've got the Trojans. We've got the UCLA, whatever they are.
Bruins.
USC, UCLA. Give me USC Trojans. Give me USC Trojans. Childhood pick, classic pick. Give me the Trojans. It's all about the mascot for me. Give me the Trojans. I love just, I mean, you see the UCLA playing Michigan. That is the most color game you could ever get in America. UCLA or USC, Michigan. I love that pairing. I love that closeout. I went on a whim with Wyoming. I come back with USC. I bring it back in. I close it, put a period, put a stamp, put an exclamation mark. Give me the Trojans.
Fuck. I'll tell you what, guys. This fourth spot sucked for this draft.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Army
sent me in a tizzy. Army sent me in a fucking tizzy.
There's still a really good one out there, though, that you and Nikki can grab that I'm thinking of, but I wish that I immediately thought of once I said what I said.
So I have three options to go with here that are left on my list. One's a throwback. One's a new one. Actually, two of them are throwbacks. Give me Oklahoma State Barry Sanders era.
Add it on my list.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, and then they've also got some fire ones, like when like Brandon Weeden and Justin Blackman were there, like the All Blacks with like the old logo with the guy with like the gauchos on.
Oklahoma State's a good pull. I had it on my list. That was a good one. That black and orange too. Good color scheme.
Great color scheme. And then when they play at night too, it's just pitch black down there. They got the paddles on the side, like the first row paddles.
Yeah.
Good pick. Good pick.
I like it. Just can't lose with the black and orange jersey.
God, I shit the bed on this draft. fuck. All right, Mr. Irrelevant. Where the fuck am I? All right, so this is one where... No, I don't know if I'm going to go with that one yet. I gotta go outside the box a little bit. My list is not as big as I thought it would be, not as deep as I thought it would be, but I like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm switching up again. Arizona State, give me the Sun Devil, fork him, a Sun Devil on the side of the helmet. I don't know if I love that pick, honestly, Mr. Irrelevant. Let me tell you what I was either that. I was about to go with Memphis right there, the Tiger stripes and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's
but I went there for him with the Memphis. Sun Devil. Pac 12, midnight overs.
Yeah.
Or Big 12, whatever the fucking conference they're in. Who gives a shit? Yeah. All I see that team, I just scream points, 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 over, over, over.
Yeah.
All right,
I like the Sun Devil.
Not terrible.
I like the Sun Devil.
Yeah, they're black.
Dark red with the dark red with the yellow is pretty fire to me.
Here's what I got, boys. I got Jan with Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Tulane, Boise, Nebraska. I got Turb with Michigan, FSU, Florida, Wyoming, USC. I got Nikki with ECU, Oregon, Clemson, Army, Oklahoma State. Strong back half for the big fella. Then LSU, Penn State, Texas, Tar Heels, Arizona State for Conrad. And how the fuck did I not go Miami instead of going Nebraska? That
five? Yeah.
I had Miami. How the fuck do I not go Miami? They have a great 1990s, 2000s.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, I said Nebraska in like all caps. Fucking.
Let's 80. Go.
Nebraska so on a fucking thing. People are gonna be like, this kid likes Nebraska's fucking unis.
He's a loser.
Just red and white, just a billion schools in America.
West Virginia I had on.
Yeah, I like West Virginia. Yeah. I think Nikki won the draft.
I hate what they've done with the West Virginias. Like that gray scheme is just
the gold. Gold was a solid color. My God.
Just their standard like blue and yellow were so good and they just ruined it.
Yeah.
Thought Auburn. Auburn on my list. Yeah, that's what I'm ripping right now. I had Auburn, I had West Virginia, Miami, Arizona. And yeah, other than that, Miami, Auburn, Arizona, really. I got everything else I wanted. FSU was really
wild. I've got some good ones. I've got Tennessee Vols. Just something about that is, yeah, the blackout is so tough. So tough.
It was Oklahoma State for me.
I had them. I like the dark, like anyone that can rock either like that, just the dark colors just scream fuck you football. The Utah Utes, dude, they've got that Indian logo. It's fire on the helmet, red, black, and white. I wanted to do one crazy one. I had Wyoming. I like the cowboy logo, but the Kent State Golden Flashes. The Golden Flashes, pretty fire. They've got the charger on the helmet. Yeah. Hawaii's jersey is pretty fucking sick, honestly. Yeah. The green and the black. I just hate that they're the Rainbow Warriors, but their jerseys are fire.
Have you seen their white jerseys with the rainbow on the shoulders? Pretty sick.
Yeah. 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 You go back to the what's his name when he the guy that died or whatever. Pretty solid. Cole Brennan. Cincinnati Bearcats, dude. The bear claw that's like coming down.
Yeah, the sea's fire.
Fire. And then my last one, I couldn't do any more in state. It was ECU or nothing, just because I know our audience, but say what you want. App State has pretty fire fucking unis. Oh, App State has pretty fucking fire unis.
Coastal too isn't terrible, but
I hate that teal. So
real quick
much,
though,
man.
I
hate their logo, the Chanticleers. Yeah.
Could have been like throw a knockoff on Terb's number one pick if you go Delaware. They have like the same thing, but it's like a little bit different color blue, same type of helmets. Could have been the knockoff number one pick, the Great Valley, Michigan.
No, I go Michigan, you hit Delaware on the turn, try to smush me out.
Sway the
fuck, Miami's gonna bother me. I had a couple more as well.
Yeah, I had I did have the Tennessee blackouts. And then the only other one, honestly, the only other one that I have written down is the 90s NC State logo with the S that everybody drew in like elementary school.
I couldn't pick the Philip Rivers days. Got some nice, yeah. I got some nice
Philip Rivers days.
I'm trying to really dig deep.
I like the TCU Horn Frog with the Horn Frog on the helmet and the horns around the the neck area. I thought that was cool. SMU has some pretty sweet jerseys here and there. Some of their throwbacks. Alternates are nice with the script writing. The Mustangs.
Yeah.
Wazoo. I like Wazoo. There's something about like the W into the
SC is what it is.
Yeah. Their fucking Cougar or whatever
Cougar.
Whatever the logo is, it's all into one. I thought that was cool. UCF, the Knights, dude, I kind of like their jerseys as well, especially with their Houston Takeoff jerseys or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Those are sweet. We said Utah. I said Memphis. This is the other one I was thinking about, Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. just because they've won me so much
silver
money.
And red,
just because they've won me so much money.
And then Virginia Tech is classic, but I think more of the stadium than anything about those jerseys. Like
ain't
I
good,
picture like the maroon and orange.
Good call,
great,
Conrad.
But
I was going to say, dude. Good call. Next week should be such a monster episode, but top five traditions in college football would be a good one.
Top five what?
Traditions in college football. That could be entrances. Ooh. That could be whatever. That'd be a good one.
Fuck them kids.
Can go a lot of places with that.
The other one, I guess no one said that. Like, I don't know. You could say it's ugly. You could like them. But the Terps.
Yeah. They're
you either like them or you don't. You either like them or you don't. But
polarizing.
Yes.
Yeah, you know Nikki Pander's not going to take the polarizing pick. I think I did win this draft.
I'm surprised Nikki didn't go ECU, NC State, UNC, App State, and fucking Alabama.
Wake Forest.
No, just like SEC school, like Georgia.
Yeah.
Wake Forest.
Yeah. Nikki's going based off like championships or whatever. All I'll say is, my miss at five, bad, but Conrad picking Penn State at two. You could have got that at five. Oh, dang.
Such bad value. That's going to haunt me in my sleep tonight.
Army at four might have been the pull of the entire.
Yeah, we could have got Navy. Like, Navy there,
too. I was going to say.
Helmets are unreal, man.
I had Army slash Navy.
Yeah, when they play against each other, when they do with the helmets, like, I love Navy's color scheme. They play against Army. It's their helmets, the way they put the battleships on them. It's fucking awesome.
Sick. Yeah, the Navy SEALs on your back, too. Yeah.
That was a good one, though, boys. I forget if it was Turb or Conrad or Nicky or all of us, but fucking, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I'll get it up Friday morning to give 24 hours. I'll get up the graphic and. God, having Nebraska on it, people be like, "What the? This guy have fucking Parkinson's? What the?"
Yeah,
fuck?
it just has the helmet doesn't even help. The helmet's just like an N.
It doesn't do anything.
It's a red N.
It's just an N, dude. But I thought Turb start was that FSU. That FSU second pick was massive because I was gonna smack that right away. And then Nikki with Army Oklahoma State, it was a strong finish. Conrad. Might have some look in the mirror to do for next time we come around to top five. We'll discuss faithful. If we'll do one next week or save.
Yeah, I mean it's all their choosing. But of course, ECU's gonna help Necky a lot. So
ECU Oregon second. Army is gonna be it's tough to beat that.
You guys could have picked them all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Nikki and Turb, I think it's going to be close. Who knows? Maybe Conrad gets some love.
Could you imagine if I took – one of us took ECU and Nikki just had those jerseys and could never have put them on? They're just piled up on the floor for nothing.
He was on it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, season two, boys. Season two, Epi One. Yeah, we're here for the long haul, man. We got golf. We got football coming. We got Turbin Pinehurst for week zero. We got Conrad coming to you live for the first time all season, for the first time since last season. Nikki will be coming to you with some sort of game plan. And if not, it's going to be unders for days in the state of Iowa. And I'll be facilitating, trying to get as many answers as we can this year.
I don't want to jump the gun, but I will say there's something coming. Turb NFL is coming, whether it's fantasy, stardom, sit-em, whatever it is, there's going to be Turb takes videos for NFL Sundays.
This is the best time to have the pogs. We have next week is going to be college football come fest, and then the week after that's going to be fantasy football, NFL. It's the next 2 weeks are the best two episodes of the year, or one of the two best episodes, up there with March Madness, up there with the Bowl Season Mania episode. So it's going to be good.
Be good. I like it. I like where our head's at. Like I said, I'm going to pander some of that player prop, stardom, sit-em little aspect, and then maybe like one or two picks that I absolutely love on the slate. So you'll get a little like fantasy player prop action, and then you're going to have – I mean, all you can ask for on Saturday. So we're coming hot. I think the page is going to have a lot of content between these top fives, odds, picks, everything.
Vision for this year is Conrad starts out kind of like, you know, not shaky, not great, not bad or whatever. And then he hits a mega 10 leg player touchdown parlay in the NFL at one Sunday. And then just focuses all of his attention onto the NFL. And Nikki is just running. And Nikki's just running Iowa unders. That's our college football content.
Dude, if I hit a 10 leg anytime touchdown score parlay, I will be in fucking Hawaii for the rest of the year. That's gonna be $500,000.
Yeah, Conrad's in Hawaii, and then he just realizes that like 30% of that he's gonna need to save for the taxes he's got coming in March.
It's fucking tax, man.
Oh, man. It's a lot to come, people. A lot to come, faithful. We're back. I love you, boys. Conrad, send them off.
Listen, you heard it here first, boys. Epi, what did you say? 34? No.
34,
Season 2, episode 1, LRP. We are back. Like Turb said, content flowing machine. All wheels are turning. Listen to the boys. Tune in, tap in, lock in. Turn on your push notifications. Turn on everything. We are back. LRP, how you doing? Hank.